Novos. Novos. Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Hey, we're here, guys. Welcome to Friday. How we doing?
Good morning.
Happy birthday, Evie.
Yeah, well, yay. Happy birthday for Sunday.
Sorry, excited.
Eve.
Thank you. I walked in. Meg, thank you for the balloon.
You're
set
welcome.
Up here. It was lovely.
Amazing.
All over the desk.
Yep,
it was very
so you couldn't
kind.
Push any buttons.
You guys are sweet. Thank you.
It was Meg who did it.
I gathered that.
Because you were not here yet.
Because I was not here for ages.
You've
after.
Never been the balloon blowing up and tying tight for birthdays.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
Yeah.
But I still wish you a happy birthday.
Thanks.
And anyone who wants to send in messages, cards, songs, poems.
I'll take the songs, actually.
Yeah.
Because you do like a man with an instrument, don't you?
I'm not opposed to
no.
Yeah.
An instrument. Yeah,
can be serenaded. Just
yes.
Putting that out there.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Morning. Happy birthday, Eve.
Thank you.
I love how that's
how
a thing
old
now.
How old do you think I'm turning?
Don't do that.
No, I'm doing that.
Stab,
I'm doing what
stab.
Every basic white girl does on a Friday night. How old do you think I am?
Do you need to check my ID?
No, honestly.
21.
Oh, that's sweet.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday for Sunday.
Thank you.
Big plans for
it? I love how awkward he is. It's great.
I know. Tell us about your plans briefly.
I'm going to Sydney tomorrow with all of my friends.
Right.
Going out to dinner, to a nice restaurant. Yeah, catching up with a few friends I haven't seen in years, to be honest.
How great.
I just thought, what a great opportunity to, like, reconnect with some people. So, that's what I'm doing.
That'll be fun.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, my God, guys. Last night, I had no idea that the Symphony Orchestra was in town. Middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the
morning.
Didn't
know you had tickets to that kind of thing.
It was either that or there were some whales just chilling in the harbour near my house. Like... It was coming from all directions.
Jeez. Who? What? What? Oh.
Oh. Yeah. That sounds quite unfortunate.
It's a recording.
That you made.
3 o'clock this morning. I don't know if there was a guest over at my house last night.
Right.
Or just the people upstairs or downstairs, but it was everywhere.
It was
very loud.
It was like an echo chamber.
Oh, very loud.
I don't get some people. Put a sock in it, you know.
Be more quiet is what you're
especially
saying.
Especially when you're at somebody else's house. I feel like that's really awkward.
Not but for some people.
If you know they have housemates, keep it down.
It's a just, basic.
Yeah, I'm not against it. But
common courtesy.
I'm not against it. I find it very awkward to sit there and listen to.
But
you know what?
So
all I'm
going
to say is payback's a bitch.
I would never do that.
It's never happening.
I have a sock nearby.
Common courtesy.
Terrible. Lads versus lasses is up next.
It sure is the ultimate battle of the sexes. Lads on 27. Can you believe it? Yes, of course I can. We're better at this kind of thing. 13:10:09. We need one guy and one girl. A $50 fuel card up for grabs, which you could use to... maybe get some petrol for whale watching if you wanted to drive out.
Love a whale watching cruise.
Yeah. How good, right?
The Novos.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, our ultimate battle of the sexes. Lads ahead. How good on 27. Lasses on 26.
We'll tie it up today. Don't worry about that.
Will you, though?
Yes, we will.
That's the question. I mean, we've just been on such a hot streak.
You have been lately. It's been really disheartening.
I feel the opposite. And I think it's finally time that the lads get ahead.
Oh, we still need a lass as well on 13:09.
Yeah, playing for $50 worth of free fuel. Let's meet our lad this morning, the legend that will put us ahead even more, Paul from Waratah.
Lads.
Hey, Meg, he's a firefighter.
Married.
Oh, but married. Yeah. Just celebrating the 4-year anniversary. His eyes are his best feature, which is always great.
He can stare at you to your soul.
He thinks that people find him sexy because of his job and says that the firefighter pole isn't just a thing for the movies. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, sir. How are you? Mate,
sir. Because you're a firefighter?
Absolutely. Thank you for your service. Firefighters do great work.
Oh, no doubt. I've just never heard you call anyone sir before.
Paul,
he's
tell
flustered.
Me. Yeah. No, I'm not. Paul, tell me.
That's very respectful. Thank you very much for that.
Hey, that's what I do. Paul, tell me, do you get offended that women find firefighters sexy? Is it something that you guys wish wasn't a thing?
No, I wouldn't say that. But don't forget, there's also female firefighters as well. So
there you go. There is, of course. Do you know, I've got an interesting story for you, Paul. So my mum, years ago, this is like 15 years ago, she had this weird obsession with firefighters. So she got you guys around to like check her smoke alarms. 15 years later, she's still with one of them in a relationship.
Oh. You see, we're keepers.
There you go. Did you meet your wife on a smoke alarm inspection visit?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Yeah.
Hey, that's
good. That would have been funny. Most of the smoke alarms they go to are generally over the 65-year-old.
Ah.
Right.
Yeah, you weren't looking for a 65-plus, were you?
No.
Hey, let's do a Paul Escanenti questions. Number one, PA Club is the loyalty program for which hair and beauty store?
PA?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. PA Club. The clue is in the title.
PA. No, that's a pass.
Pass. Price attack. Mm. Question number two. How many colours are there on a rainbow?
Seven.
Seven is correct. Number three. Multiple choice. Which singer had a fragrance called Enchanted? Was it A, Katy Perry, B, Taylor Swift, or C, Kesha?
Said Katy Perry.
Incorrect.
No.
It's Taylor
Swift.
You
tried to embellish on the B there, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I always say B's like that. Hey, hang on, Paul, one
didn't
on the
help.
Board.
Yeah, we're going to go.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed? Nah. We're going to Amanda from Thornton, works at a supermarket, married with three kids, loves a firefighter, and wants to go on Survivor. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
All right, how do you think you'd go on Survivor?
Oh, look, I'd probably be out on the first day, but you've got to give it a shot.
You've got to give it a shot. There was a girl on there who said, like, I don't like the outdoors. I think she's still on there. Is she?
I haven't watched it.
All right.
That sounds funny.
All right, let's get into...
As long as they didn't make me eat spiders or anything.
Yeah, I fully with you on that. Let's get into your questions. Question one, what is a Sea-Doo?
A jet ski.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll give that to you. Okay. Question number two, what car part would you carry with a scissor lock?
A scissor lock. A fire.
No, it's a car battery.
Right. You need this one for the win, otherwise we go to a tiebreaker coin
toss. Okay. Question three, Alvi is a famous brand of what? Is it duct tape, tape measures, or fishing reels?
Did you say Alvi?
A-L-V...
E-Y.
Alvi.
Oh, we'll go duck bait.
No, it's fishing reels.
Tiebreaker coin toss.
You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, shall we give it to Paul?
Yeah, why not?
Paul, heads or tails? Your call, my friend.
Tails.
Flip it, please.
It's heads.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, Paul.
Yeah, the girls. Amanda, $50 fuel card coming your way, babe.
Yay, thank you.
And you've tied the scores up nicely heading into the weekend. How beautiful.
Yes, yeah,
27 apiece.
Paul deserved that.
I know, for his service. Unfortunately, not how the game
works.
You have to win.
The coin fell a different way. Sorry.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, up next on the show, we're going to try yet again. But the three of us are joining a gym. EMF Fitness Center, Katara.
Beautiful gym.
We went in there yesterday and they're doing like some personalized classes every day for us.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into it a little bit further next. I try fitness journeys all the time.
Yeah.
They never last, but I'm feeling extra inspired after yesterday.
Good.
Oddly enough.
Yeah, well, you were very inspired.
Very
yesterday.
Keen.
It was good.
Trainer's very nice guy.
Yeah.
Lovely guy.
Yesterday, guys, of course, we are going to the gym together.
Hi, this is Arnold.
This is going to be great.
Yeah. You've got the biggest smile on your face. Prevo so and I are sitting here going...
I can't wait. It's EMF Fitness. Yeah. What more would you
well,
want in
life?
That's
the only good thing about it, you know? Is that EMF.
It's amazing.
We went there yesterday. We met our personal trainer, Kyle.
Yeah.
And
very nice,
very nice
bloke. But we're going to be training every day. I think we're going to get really fit
now,
from this.
I'm actually
fully committed.
This is the thing, Crevo. You were late yesterday.
Yeah.
So Maddie was doing a lot of the talking, and he's like, "I want to go 5 days a week," and I didn't really want to say anything because I'm like, "I could do 3 days a week, but not five."
Yeah.
But I didn't want to make a bad impression. If you were there, you could have kind of helped buffer it down,
temper it down a bit. Yeah. But you know, it was interesting. He said at the end, you know. I'll be pointing at you. I think I'll be seeing you a lot more often. You seem really committed, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, it's fantastic. We'll get to know you well.
Very well indeed.
Do you know what's so interesting?
Mm. Yeah.
Meg, you are very awkward when it comes to talking to people.
I am.
Meg just sort of stood to the side and let me do all the talking. I was like, are you going to say anything? Are you a mute?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you were
just
late.
You know how I'm an awkward person in general.
Do you know, Crevo, you annoyed us yesterday.
I'm sure you did.
It was 10 past. We had to be there at Katara 11:30. It was 10 past when we left here.
Yeah.
It took 20 minutes to drive there.
Yeah.
And you decide.
I went to the wrong one.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
you fed the dog first. You let the dog out.
Yeah, but I left...
Ryan Mayfield.
I left with enough time, and I arrived at the rooftop, as he called me, at 11:30. And I was like, oh.
Hey, and then he got lost.
Then I got lost.
Jess, I'm clearly the keen one in the room. These two are just...
To Jess, because Jess is the fitness expert.
You are the
fitness
expert. How do you find the motivation to go down every day? And
just love it.
Lift weights.
Love it.
Mm.
It's fun.
Have you met many people through your gym? Like, are you friends with them?
Oh, yeah, heaps.
Because you're fellow fitness people, right?
That's right, exactly.
It's interesting, I went to pick up some furniture the other day for the shop, and this lady that was there, her whole house was like a fitness house.
Wow.
There was four people. Jess, this would be right up your alley. There was four people living in the house, two couples, and they were the fittest people I've ever seen. And they had a massive room with all the gym equipment.
Wow.
It was like a proper gym in their house.
Was
I couldn't believe it.
The Commando and Michelle Bridges.
It was like that, right? But they were just these two young couples. And they're like, oh, dinner time, you know, and like out came the chicken breast, four equal portions on little that had been measured, you know. And it was just like Jess is frothing at this whole situation.
They sound like my kind of people.
Yeah, and they just, you know what though, they looked great. They're all extremely fit, ready to go, taking on life, eating at 5:50 p.m.
Hey, look, if they look good, I am ready.
You're into it. Look, I'm going to be honest.
This is your future, Maddie.
I'll be honest. I'm more carbs than cardio. And this is going to be a very big struggle for me, but
carbs give you energy for the cardio.
There you go.
Not the kind of carbs that I like.
Guys, sexy takes work.
Exactly. It's going to be great.
It does.
I'll just stick to being pudgy, thank you.
You're not going to get involved?
I'm going to get involved.
Of course you can.
Why did you have to take it to such an emo place? Why did you have to do that?
It's what I do.
Get involved. It's going to be good.
Just be pudgy. Thanks, babe.
Yeah.
Get involved. Kyle's going to help us out.
Kyle will help us out.
He's going to get very...
He might kick my ass into gear. I don't know.
He'll get involved, get everyone fit.
He's got the skills.
It's all about the attitude, guys.
Exactly. Yeah. Attitude and energy. Be there.
The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
When you do this job, you've got to go to bed at a reasonable time every night. Sometimes that's really hard, especially when you take naps during the day, like I know a lot of us do.
Mm.
So I was talking to you guys yesterday about this way that I try and fall asleep. I saw this on YouTube like 10 years ago, and I've done it ever since. It's the weirdest way, but trust me, it works. So imagine like you've got a rock in your shoe, right, and you're going for a walk, and you finally take your shoe off, you get the rock out. You know that relaxing feeling you get after you've done that?
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's better.
See, I don't walk around with the rock in my shoe. I kind of just do it, get rid of it straight away.
Yeah, but like sometimes if you just, you're in a hurry, you just get
it. Yeah,
you know.
I know what you're saying.
So what I do is you get something really uncomfortable, like a bit of Lego. or something with sharp edges, and you just basically lie on it for like 10 minutes and it's really uncomfortable, really, really annoying. And then when you take it away, your body is just so relaxed. It's not instant that you fall asleep, but the relaxation makes you helps you fall asleep.
A question for you, if I may.
Yeah.
Is this like a scientific fact?
No,
or is it just
this
something
is just a personal
tried?
Thing. I saw it on YouTube 10 years ago, tried it, and it worked.
I can understand it because I think it's a bit like a meditation.
Yeah.
There's meditations where you focus on one part of the body sort of thing.
But I was telling you about this yesterday, Kareeba, and you were fascinated by it.
Yeah. I am interested by this type of thing.
Why don't we try it here? Kareeba, why don't you sit on that for me?
Oh, what is that? A can of something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no sharp edges on that, though.
Sit on that for 10 minutes and then see how you go. See how you go and see if you feel any more relaxed.
I'll fall asleep on the show.
13:09, what weird way do you have to fall asleep? Have you got like a trick or something? Because I think this is really cool. Not many people know about it. You guys didn't know about it until yesterday.
I actually, because we spoke about this yesterday, I tried it with the deodorant can in bed last night under my back.
Yeah. Nah.
It didn't really.
No. It's got to be really uncomfortable. It's got to be like the Lego is the best one because it's got corners and sharp edges and it's really uncomfortable.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah. You have to try something with that.
You fall asleep. 13:10. We've actually got tickets to Potted Potter, a double pass.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic, happening at Newcastle Civic Theatre. I will take your calls.
The Novos.
Yeah, so 13:10, we are chatting the weird ways you fall asleep. I've got this really cool method I saw on YouTube like 10 years ago, and I use it whenever I can't fall asleep. I get something really uncomfortable, like a piece of Lego. I lie on it for like 10 minutes or something. And when I remove it, it's just like this relaxation, like the thing that was keeping you from falling asleep because your mind is focusing on it, it's gone. And normally within 10, 20 minutes, I'm asleep.
Okay, so I use a technique. Well, it sort of uses the same principle, maybe. It's called a body scan meditation.
Yeah.
Right? And that's where you start, like, as if you're lying down. When you're lying down, you start thinking about each body part from your toes right up through all the way. And you, like, tense each body part up for a second, hold it, and then relax it. And if you go all the way through your entire body, you're extremely relaxed, fall asleep.
Wow.
Is this how you just fall asleep like that?
Sometimes if I want, yeah. But
yeah, because you can sleep anywhere, can't you?
Any place, any time. But if I ever have trouble falling asleep, I'll use that. And usually within 5 minutes, you're asleep.
Wow, that's
anybody
so cool.
Count sheep anymore?
Nah.
No, it's not. I do sometimes.
Too old school.
Do you? Yeah.
Fascinating.
No, I don't. It's been a long time. Gabby's on the phone. Hey, Gabby, the weird way you fall asleep, what do you do to help you get to sleep?
Funnily enough, there was a little while there that I was struggling to get asleep, and literally sitting there visualising and counting sheep was the way that got me to get to sleep.
See, I thought it was a myth.
It does work. But you can... Do you know what's so fun about counting sheep? You can change the animal sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. There's big sheep, little sheep, you know.
Monkeys.
Sheep.
What have you changed it to in the past then, Maddie?
Sloths.
Sloths.
Oh,
that's
interesting. They're good sleepy animals.
They're quite slow as well, so you're not getting a good...
they're not running away.
No. Like one, and then for the next 30, 40 seconds, oh, there's another one.
Do you remember the old RSPCA ad with all the animals?
And like, the wombat?
Yeah. That's right.
That was basically my mind.
Doesn't sound so relaxing.
No.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Channing Tatum's opened up about what we're going to expect when we see him nude in the new Magic Mike film.
Oh.
Are you excited about that, Meg?
That's going to be very interesting. Very interesting. I've never seen Magic Mike in general, so.
Oh, will you see this one?
Maybe, if he's going to be butt-naked.
Obviously watching for the awesome storyline.
Artistic integrity of the
film. And, of course, research for the show.
Research for the show. Hotline. Yes. You might need a movie reviewer. I'm more than happy to oblige.
You'll go see that at the
cinemas. IMAX.
Yeah.
3D.
Bigger the better. 3D. Is that VMAX?
He's thirsty. Wow.
Jeez. Jeez. Have a water, Meg.
Yeah, I will.
Have a water and relax.
We're having a break in a second, so sure. Yeah, and what else, Jackson?
Like camel in the desert. Wow.
Charlie Puth, emotional over his new music.
The Novos.
Cameron, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Don't work the reason!
Coronavirus!
But
it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
What's the goss time with producer Jackson? What do you have for us first?
Charlie Puth is about to release new music and he's getting emotional. So fans sending him love because he posted this video, which has got people being like, are you all right, mate? On his Instagram, just explaining what the new music is going to be about and why it's so hard for him to actually put it out.
I'm really excited for the song to come out, but, you know, every time I hear it, I'm kind of brought back to a time that was really, really challenging in my life. F***ing worst year of my life. I never told people what happened to me and the pain that I went through going through the worst breakup of my life in 2019. I just wanted to throw it under the carpet and just start over and surround myself with better people.
I find Charlie Puth so uncomfortable on social media. Like, I just cannot deal with this guy. And I know, Matty, you
love him
on social media, but he's so annoying.
I like a whiny white boy.
Come here.
Do you want to give a shoulder to cry on?
There's come here. I'll sweep.
Free.
I'll sweep my hands through
your
hair.
Come here, Sean. Come here, Charlie.
One on each.
He had this song called Light Switch, and he's like, oh, imagine if a song made it out of that sound.
That's his biggest hit.
But then he goes on like Twitter and Instagram and then TikTok and he's crying like 4 months after he's been flogging the lead up to this song and the release of this song and he's like, oh my god, like how does this happen? I'm like, I don't understand how it's in the top 10 worldwide. And I'm like, bruh.
Stop crying.
Absolute idiot. You just promoted it to your millions of fans for months and months. It's not like magic. It's not talent. It's just marketing.
Nothing to do with marketing whatsoever, Jackson. What are you talking about?
Dry those tears, young white boy.
Do you know the only thing I don't like about Charlie Puth? I'm pretty sure Ellen discovered him.
Yeah, he's on there a lot. Yeah,
eyebrow.
So the eyebrow thing, do you like the eyebrow thing?
No, it's a little bit like year 10.
Do you know how he got that? He got bitten by a dog as a child. It's not an active style choice. But it's still annoys me.
I mean, the Ellen thing is a mark against his name, no doubt. Mm. But I think he's a pretty good singer.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Well, speaking of Ellen, Channing Tatum was on Ellen the other day.
Yes. What?
Revealed what to expect when we see him full frontal nude in Magic Mike 3. Look, he was very waxed, apparently. I haven't seen the first two, but apparently very well manicured. But that out the window for the third time around the sun.
I am not going to do waxing this time. I think we're going to change with the times. And
wow.
I don't think... No, you don't need to be naked. Like, not... You don't need to look like a Chinese crested, like, hairless cat or something.
Right.
You know, to be sexy anymore. Yeah. That's kind of a thing of the old.
He's not going to look like a Chinese cat naked, that's all I'm going to say.
But, like, also, yeah, you do. Like, don't get out there and have the whole Cher wig hair down there. Like, I don't want to see it.
Is he having a full bush, is he?
Maybe. Bring back the bush. Said no one
said
ever.
Said no one ever. Look, I'll go for research. How about that?
Thank you, Jackson.
Yeah, you go tell us what happened.
I will.
You do that, mate.
I will.
You're not going along? Free tickets or whatever.
I'll wait till it comes out. I haven't seen any of them, so
neither
I'll just watch the first one at home.
fair enough.
Same thing. Yeah. There's naked pictures of Channing Tatum on the internet.
They're everywhere, I'm guessing.
Just a final note, too. I've just got to say this. People that say the bush is back are just lazy and in denial.
Absolutely.
Just a little note for everyone at home.
100% agree.
Be flogging that line around. It's not.
It's a no from
never
Jackson.
Will be.
When it's coming out the sides of the time to get the shears out. A little curly thing.
What do you call it? The garden shears?
The Novos.
The Novos.
Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
Here's the weekend. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Very interesting story came across my screen yesterday.
Mm.
I've got the headline for you. Brazilian singer taken to hospital after refusing to fart in front of her boyfriend.
Oh, God.
Wow.
How long have they been together?
People say this all the time. You've got to let it out.
Yeah.
I thought this was a myth that, you know, nothing happens. But apparently it does. She woke up at 5:30 in the morning with severe stomach pains, ended up going to hospital. And let me tell you, she was in there for ages.
Yeah?
She had an accumulation of trapped gas.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Trapped gas occurs when methane does not move through one's intestines normally, causing sufferers sharp pain or discomfort in their abdomen.
Now, there was a whole episode of South Park on this when Kenny spontaneously combusted because he wouldn't fart in front of his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that would have happened to her if
Could
she didn't
have.
Go to hospital.
Jeez, she got lucky.
Her message for all you ladies out there that relieve yourself in front of your significant others. Girls, don't be ashamed to fart in front of your guy, because that's what's really embarrassing, is not letting your guy sleep because you're in discomfort. Going to hospital with your guy and the diagnosis being trapped farts. From now on, I'm letting them rip, guys.
But
the diagnosis.
Going to the bathroom. It's not hard.
You know, it's such... part of life.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, around the team.
Yeah.
Meg, are you a farter in front of your partner?
Yeah. No, I don't care.
Don't care?
Didn't care.
Freeba?
I'll walk to the other side of the room, maybe.
So you don't just sit there on the couch and lift your chair?
No. I'll just at least walk to the other side of the room.
And what about Emmy?
Yeah, similar sort of thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jackson, you're a big no for this, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Do you want this to happen to you, though?
No, because I'm a burper.
Yeah, but you can't let the...
Jackson,
it's
everybody,
not the same.
Everybody farts.
But it is.
It's like a book.
Do you know if you hold it in, it does become a burp?
No, it doesn't.
It does not.
You're going to end up with trapped gas, Jackson.
Yeah.
Which I just learned is the technical term.
Look, I'm 28 years old. It hasn't happened yet.
Wow.
So I'll be fine.
And you've been together for 10 years, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And oh, my God.
Does your partner, Andrew, do it to you?
No, he's too scared.
Oh, so he just keeps it in as well?
Lives in fear.
What the hell? You guys are going to end up with trapped gas.
On Monday, when you're not here and we get a phone call from the hospital, we know why you're there.
Or I've floated away.
Like a helium balloon.
Terrible.
I
know it's a bit like, you know, lowbrow, but that's okay.
Whatever.
That's what we do out here.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. 13:10:09. Is it okay to relieve yourself in front of your partner?
Come on.
When I say that, I mean wind.
Yeah. Wind only stories.
Wind only stories. Maybe you're for it, maybe you're against it.
We've got the double pass for Potted Potter up for grabs as well.
You know, here I am saying, guys, you got to do it. I used to be like Jackson in a relationship.
Really?
But as, like, I've been single for so long now.
Yeah.
I'm just like, whatever.
See, I mean, for the first 6 months, I reckon you're a bit cautious. But when you get into it a little bit more, you're like, one slips out accidentally and the floodgates are open.
That's right. Once that first one happens.
Yeah.
Hey, it'll take your calls next. We're just chatting about this Brazilian singer. Big story out. She didn't want to hold in her flatulence. She was holding it in around her partner, and then it got so bad she had to be hospitalized.
Ended up in hospital.
Because the gas was stuck in her intestines. Now, we just had this discussion because Jackson's not a big farter in front of his partner, but you claim, Jackson, that apparently if you hold it in, it eventually comes out as a burp, and you have the scientific answer.
Yeah, it's the truth. If you hold it in, the gas goes into your bloodstream, gets passed into your lungs, then you eventually burp it out.
Long time to wait between...
Very, very strange.
Just get the gas out.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got it in there, it's time for it to go.
Yeah.
Partners
are so unattractive, though.
You can leave a room.
Yeah.
Just walk over there.
There is a little bit of the 1950s about it, you know, like, you
can't do that in front of your partner.
Pass wind.
It's not very ladylike.
I feel like a lot of women think this way. Mm. Blokes don't care.
Oh, they don't.
No.
All you guys out there, and ladies, you know this.
Mm.
They just lift the cheek and let it rip.
Yeah.
They really
don't
do.
Don't care most of the time.
First up is Robbie. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. Do you pass wind in front of your significant other?
Now, yes.
How long did you wait?
Unless you know it's going to be a smelly one.
No, you don't. How can you possibly know that?
Well, you sort of... what you've been eating.
Yeah. So how long did you wait before you did it for the first time in front of your partner, though?
Oh, not that long, because sometimes when you got to fart, you got to fart.
Yeah, okay.
So, Robbie,
And I think if you're comfortable enough to fart in front of your partner, it's a good relationship.
There you go. There's the proof.
It really does take the whole, romance thing out of it. Like, I don't know. Robbie, I know you make a beautiful spaghetti bolognese. Like, if you give that to him, is, like, he, you know, are you avoiding that if you eat that?
Yeah.
Spaghetti bolognese.
A lot of garlic.
Is a lot of garlic.
Yeah.
The pasta.
Chicken makes you fart smelly.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it does with me.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Robbie.
Let's go to Trish. Hey, Trish, how are you going?
I'm going good.
That's good. Now, do you do this in front of your partner or not?
I try to get out of the room.
Yeah.
I'm like Creevo. I try and get out of the room.
Yes, that's good.
But have you accidentally, like, let one slip and it's just been an experience or...?
Yeah, I have accidentally. We've been doing the deed, and I've let a little one go, and he goes, "What was that?" And I said, "I didn't hear anything. It just went out."
You pretended it didn't happen, Trish.
Trish,
yeah.
Did it kill the romance on that night?
Yeah, it
does.
It really does.
Oh, Trish.
I'm sure you did do anything.
I
just wish Maddie happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, Trish. Thank you. It's on Sunday.
What a fun call.
And what a great birthday present, Trish, that you just gave me.
Oh, sorry, Maddie. I didn't mean it that way.
I can't. Look, it happens sometimes, as long as it didn't kill the romance. Just blame it on the little mouse, in the corner.
He gathered what it was, and he said, you did let the wind go, didn't you? I said, no, I didn't hear nothing. But yeah, it's not
you didn't hear nothing.
Hey.
You didn't hear it? I didn't hear
it. I don't know
nothing.
See
what you're doing there.
Did he jump up real quick?
Oh, he just said, I've got to go to the toilet. So that was the end of it.
He exited the situation, Trish.
Yeah. Didn't smell or anything about it.
He went to the toilet. I thought you meant he sent you to the toilet.
Yeah, no. His excuse was, I've got to go to the toilet.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't want to do it in front of you, Trish.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, he got up the
Thanks,
left.
Trish.
Thanks, Trish.
Thank you.
Oh.
Wow.
That was a journey.
Wasn't it? Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, Maddie.
You're in shock.
Can I just apologise to all of Newcastle?
Same.
I think that was the lowest thing we've ever done on this show. I think it is. If we could pinpoint one segment we've ever done, I think that might be the lowest.
Yep.
We've done some, like, weird things.
Yeah.
But, wow. Would you say that's a... maybe true, Jackson.
It's an all-time low.
It is an all-time low. I mean...
I'm horrified.
Hey, what do they say? We're good different. I don't know if we're living up to that today.
No.
Maybe the different part.
Maybe.
The other stations are definitely not doing that.
No.
I mean, it happens on the AM stations all the time, though. They just let it rip. They can't help it.
They don't even know or hear about it. Their hearing's gone.
I feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience where all of a sudden I'm the producer on Embarrassing Bodies.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of you being the producer,
you're responsible for this. You are the producer of this show, Jackson.
Speaking of... up next, I want to thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because yesterday you weren't here, and I think we had a realization, as we do whenever you're not here, but this, especially yesterday, how much you shield us from things that are happening outside of this studio.
Yes, okay.
We're going to talk more about it next. Jackson is such an integral part of this team, and we've got to talk about it next. The Novos. Yeah, I got to talk Jackson here because producer Jackson does so much behind the scenes, and you obviously, like, a lot of the time, you probably wouldn't know what's happening just hearing the show. But I just want to say thank you, producer Jackson, because yesterday you weren't here, and we sort of don't realize sometimes how much you shield us from the things happening outside of this studio.
There's often a lot that goes on in here that doesn't get to you guys.
Yeah, and I just want to say how much I appreciate it. I want to run through some of the stuff that happened yesterday without you here. First of all, you've got what I call the TV guest wranglers, which are people that work for the TV stations, and they sort of like wrangle the guests and organise
them. When we get maths people on.
That sort of stuff. Them and themselves are their own challenge because they're quite like sassy and they can be a bit moody because I don't know why they're up early and don't want to be. Yeah. They're not used to it.
They also work on their own time, so you have to hurry them along.
Yeah, well, I didn't realise that. You know, you just land the guest when it's time for us to talk. Didn't know that they're like pressuring you and stuff behind the scenes. Like, I can't make the song go any faster, you know? But you deal with all of that. So thanks for that one. That was a challenge yesterday. Then you've got the callers that just decide, for no reason to hang up. Like, we'll be ready to go because we're doing other stuff here. And then we're ready to talk to them. And usually I'm guessing you check in because when we go to talk to them yesterday, they're just not there anymore.
Yeah, bye-bye. Kind
of check in and ring them back. And it's so often that they hang up or they'll take their phone off of hands-free. And then before they go back on air, they put it back on hands-free.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to notice.
We had that. We had that fun yesterday. Went to chat to a couple of people. No longer there. Just disappeared into thin air. So thanks for that one. Then you've got callers that just want to, I don't know, they're pranking or just calling and then changing their mind about talking. They're sort of there, but not there. They're just breathing down the phone and stuff.
There's a lot of breathers that call up here. Call up and just
breathe down the phone.
It's an experience, that's for sure.
Once again, you're shielding us from that as well.
Thank you for that one.
And then, of course, what's the goss?
Yeah.
We've got to talk about that because I had a go at that yesterday and didn't I royally stuff that up?
There's a brand new movie coming out that you were trying to tell us about.
Oh, my God. So embarrassing. I thought it was a new movie.
I've actually got, I think, the audio.
And I knew you would. I knew you would. Get ready. Strap yourself in, Jackson, for a real treat.
So,
Frevo embarrassing himself.
Jackson, there was a story out about the three Spider-Men.
Yeah.
Apparently comparing bulges.
Okay.
On that movie, Spider-Man No Way Home. Now, Frevo thought that it was an upcoming movie. One of the biggest movies of the last year.
Yeah.
Mind you. I'm just going to play the promo.
You've got to.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo. The Novos. Live across Newcastle and the Hunter. When you wake up.
Let's move on to the bulge comparison competition between Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland and Tobey Maguire. They've all played Spider-Man in the past, right? They're teaming up for a new movie where they're all going to play Spider-Man at the same time.
Hey, so I just wanted to let you know about a movie called Spider-Man No Way Home where all three appeared together.
Is this the movie we're talking about?
For the least
$1.9 billion at their box office.
Marvel DC
person ever. Even know that. That's not me. Anyway, apparently.
Get all your up to date gossip.
From me.
Terrible.
So, as you can tell, without you, producer Jackson, this show, it doesn't fall apart, but it's nowhere near as good.
It's not as sturdy. We
need you, and thank you for the work you do.
Look, I appreciate the thank you, but hearing that audio, it's very evident, despite how much I do for you, you don't listen to me. Do you know how many stories I've done Spider-Man? I know.
Yeah, a lot. Lord. A lot.
Look, all you can do in life is try.
And that was a definite fail. That's why you do the goss.
7:35. Thank you.
The Novos. To wake you up. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
Happy birthday, Eve, Maddie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so exciting. I'm actually really excited. I know it's your birthday, but I'm the one who's excited.
You've got a big weekend planned, and it's going to be great, I'm guessing.
Heading down to Sydney.
Yeah, just going out to dinner and stuff with my friends. Yeah. It'll be nice. You're coming too, Maddie.
I am coming, yeah. It's going to be great. So, up next, we've got a couple of little things for you.
See?
No strippers, unfortunately. I know you tried to organise a trip for my birthday.
32 is a really, it's a nothing birthday, and I'm actually okay with it not being.
Well, we're not making a big deal out of it. Maybe when you turn 35, we'll give you a stripper. I don't know. But we've got a couple of little things next. We want to just say that we love you. So, yeah, we do. We're going to do that next.
You guys are the best. Thank you. Thank you for all the balloons this morning.
Meg was in here extra early, blowing them up, tying them.
Yeah.
It's not even my birthday. It's on Sunday.
I know, but we're not going to celebrate a day late.
Exactly. Forget that.
It's true. You guys planned some like birthday things for
me now.
Not
like massive birthday things, but like an issue birthday.
Oh, the guys from 2HD just dropped in a beautiful pink cupcake for
me. That's nice.
That's very sweet.
That is very sweet. That's very sweet. So on behalf of your team, happy birthday.
First of all.
Birthday card.
Couple of treasures in here.
With glitter all over it.
Of course.
Would you expect anything less from me?
Yeah, we've got a card here with a gold cake that says celebrate.
Yes.
Oh, I love some scratchies. Yes. Thank you.
Imagine you win big before the big week, like before the weekend.
Let's read some messages out, maybe. Okay, Jackson. Happy birthday, lad. You're my fave. Love you, Jackson. Love you too. Thank you. Jess, dear Maddie, happy, happy, happy birthday.
Have a great day, legend.
Love Jess. Oh, Jess is the best. Meg, hey, Maddie, happiest of birthdays to one of my favorite humans. Love you, Meg. Meg, you're very sweet. Yeah. Thank you. Happy birthday. Having you as a friend and workmate is a pleasure and an honour. Hope your weekend in Sydney is amazing. Love, Crevo. Thanks, Crevo.
And we've got something else as well. Happy birthday.
Come on in.
Oh, look at this cake.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
It's a stunner. Oh, my God. Wow. Look at that.
Thanks,
Happy
guys.
Birthday.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Are we singing?
Do we sing?
I feel like this would be awkward if you
sing. Okay, all right, we won't sing.
We won't sing. All right, blow the candles out. Go on.
Well, it's COVID.
So. I'll just blow the candles out. It's fine. Hey, there we go. Fan them out.
Hooray. Oh, so really that cake has been made by Meg.
Actually, no.
No?
No. So
I thought it was.
All of my cake decorating stuff is boxed up.
Yeah.
So I said to Mum, I felt really bad. She goes, come over. So my mum actually made most of that.
It is gorgeous. What kind of cake is it?
A couple of months ago, I made creme brulee cupcakes, right?
Yeah.
And you said you loved the creme patissiere cream in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a vanilla mud cake with creme patissiere in the middle and custard buttercream.
Oh, well.
But basically, Mum made the cake and she put it all together and made it look all pretty. So
that's very sweet,
Mum, for doing all the hard work.
That's so nice.
Thanks, Meg.
And
Mom.
Also, this is for you from Crevo and I. You love a music log, right?
Oh, thanks,
so you can
guys.
Go shopping and buy yourself That's a new shirt sweet. For the weekend. Got your Westfield
gift card.
Before Sydney, go out, buy yourself
a couple of shirts, make yourself look fabulous.
Amazing. Guys,
we love you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
You're the best, guys. Thank you so much. I feel very loved.
That's good.
That's good.
You should.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. we'll keep the birthday festivities with birthday lotto.
Yeah. You know what? Let's pick March babies, which is my birthday.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Why not?
The Novos. It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday.
Hey, Friday, going into the weekend, is there a better time to win some money? Probably not. $525 for March babies today, guys.
Yeah, let's meet our contestant, Catherine from Dungog. She's a registered nurse and is a twin and says she dislocated finger is the worst injury she has ever had and reckons she'll party harder than Maddie. Good morning, Catherine. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Hey.
Well. Now, nurses, they say, often are quite, you know, into partying and stuff. What's the longest party you've been to or the biggest party you've been to?
Probably a weekend away.
Yeah?
Just a whole weekend.
A whole weekend of it.
A whole weekend.
Nice one.
It's a traditional, birthday weekend.
Oh, that's good. So you do a whole weekend every time.
Every year.
Yeah, you need to do it.
That's the way to do it. All right, let's get
Love
you
that.
Some
Good
money,
luck.
Catherine. Fingers crossed for you, babe. All right, let's grab one of these. Were you born on the 16th of March?
No.
Oh, damn it. Damn.
When are we looking for? 22nd.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was earlier this week. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Catherine. Have a great day. Sorry. I thought the good luck was going to roll through.
Yeah. Hey, there's still another chance before 9 o'clock.
Absolutely. And we will tell you how you could win $100,000.
The Novos.
The Novos. The
Novos.
Maddie, May and Primo. We can do it
again. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
New FM.
And wouldn't it feel good to win $100,000?
Nah.
Yes.
Great. Everyone, what are you talking about?
Of course it would, right? This is all thanks to EMF. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Center Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Next, we are playing 100K Wordplay. Very simple. Match a word with one of that we've said earlier, and you could be in the draw to play for the money.
Phones are already lighting up. People
of course
are keen.
They are. Everyone wants
want
the cash.
That cash.
13:10:09. If you want to play 100K Wordplay,
Novos.
EMF Fitness Center, Qatar's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm in shock. Oh my god.
UFM's 100K Wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again. This is so fun. Your chance at $100,000. All you've got to do, first of all, is match up a word with us. We throw one out there, a little word association. And if you get it right, you're in the draw to play for the cash. Yes. Let's meet our contestant.
Let's go to Renee from Windermere Park. Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. Now, tell me, a lot of people are saying 100K, they're going to pay bills, go on holidays. Tell me something completely unreasonable that you do with the cash.
Unreasonable?
Good yes. question. Mm. Like, what are you splurging on? Irresponsible purchase.
Like,
an irresponsible purchase? I'm going to go buy myself a new handbag.
Okay, I like that. Now, what kind of handbag? Are we going to Hermes handbag, something really fancy?
A guest bag.
Okay, I like
still
that.
Nice. You get, still nice. Get whatever
you
want.
You've got a lot of money left over. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, Renee, your word for today is rain. We've had a lot of it lately.
Jacket.
Raincoat.
Okay. Are you locking in coat?
Are you locking in coat?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Locking in coat.
Good luck.
All right.
For Renee. All right, let's play. 100K Wordplay.
Who do you want to hear from first, Renee? Me, Maddie, or Krivo?
We'll go Maddie. It's your birthday.
Oh, there we go. All right, let's see.
Coat.
Yeah. How good is that?
In sync. Aren't you lucky you changed your word from jacket to coat, Renee?
Thanks, Renee. Oh, how good.
Renee just knew deep down that jacket wasn't it. Sometimes you get that feeling.
Last minute change of heart. Hey, congratulations, Renee. We'll see you on $100,000 day. Congrats.
Possibly see her at the gym as well with that 2-week free trial.
Absolutely.
EMF Fitness Center Qatar.
They are the best gym there. Just putting that out there.
We went through there yesterday, as we said earlier. I'm always floored by the facilities.
Yeah.
Very good.
They've got those, the thing that got me was those reformer Pilates beds.
Because a lot of people wanting those.
Yeah, because they've got like 18 of them set up. I've always wanted to do it.
Apparently don't have that many.
That many. No. I've always wanted to do it, so I'm thinking I might even give that a go.
Give that a go. Why not? Really, it's really all cool. possible.
Absolutely.
You just got to go and talk to those guys.
EMF Fitness Center Katara, absolute legends. Hey, what's the goss? Up next with producer Jackson.
I want to talk about Jamie Lee Curtis, purely for the fact that her daughter's getting married, and it's the strangest thing I've ever heard. Also to Carol Baskin being labelled insensitive. What?
Oh, no.
I'll tell you why.
Okay,
excellent.
Cool.
The Novos. Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
For the reason!
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
All right, Jackson, what's going on with Carole Baskin?
Okay, so people are calling her insensitive, but she's insisting that she was booby-trapped at her zoo. She's got that big cat sanctuary.
Yeah,
that's right.
By the way, I always reach out to Carole Baskin for interviews, and she always declines, but she's happy to chat via email. It's very annoying.
Weird.
And then she's doing TikToks like this, so I don't know if you remember this song.
Carole Baskin.
Of course, yeah.
Husband whacked it.
So,
I love it.
Two people who were visiting the big cat rescue sanctuary were like, Carole, do a TikTok with us, and it'll be fun. So she's like, cool, I'll do it. They start playing this.
Carole Baskin.
And recording and doing the dance around her. And she kind of plays along. She doesn't get mad or anything. She just keeps shaking her head and then doing this weird thing where she likes putting the hand over her throat. And I'm like, don't do that, girl. With the accusation. She's like, no, I didn't do it. But people are saying it's so insensitive that she didn't dismiss them straight away and walk away because a man died and they don't know where he is. They accuse her of feeding him to the tigers.
Of course.
So, you know.
Not, to be fair, there's no evidence of... He might have gone elsewhere. He might have just, you know...
The grass is growing
the coop. I don't
really
know.
Well in that tiger's pen where they used to poop.
Yeah.
Who knows why?
That big old tiger's looking well fed. But you know what? Look, there's a lot to be said about a woman that feeds her husband to a tiger, but there's also a lot to be said about a man that marries a woman that's a little bit unhinged and has tigers. So,
that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Both great points.
Mm-hmm.
That's anyway, all you can say there.
We're never ever going to get to the bottom of it, but no. I will continue.
I'll never get over that song, though. I love it.
Carole Baskin.
Thank you.
I need to edit this with Crevo's around.
Add it in. We'll have a viral hit on our hands.
Please do. Send us the audio.
Jamie Lee Curtis, you may be wondering why I'm talking about her. Have I done a Crevo on Reddit magazine from 1985?
Well, that's a great question.
She got a new movie coming out that came out in 2016.
No, but her daughter is getting married, and it's very interesting. She sat down with Jimmy Fallon, or Jimmy Kimmel. I can't tell the difference.
One of the Jimmys.
One of the Jimmys on my nice movie.
And she has revealed that it's going to be one of these weddings.
I am officiating in May. It is a cosplay wedding.
Tell me exactly what that means.
That means you wear a costume. You dress up as something. So everybody at the wedding is going to be in costume, and I will be in a costume to officiate the wedding.
Is there a theme?
Ruby and Cynthia picked my costume, which her name is Jaina Proudmore. It's a game.
I don't think she gets what cosplay is.
I don't think she fully understands what's going on.
I had to cut out about 10 minutes of her trying to roast whatever Jimmy it was, being like, it's cosplay. And I'm like, girl, you don't get it.
You don't understand.
She thinks it's a costume party. Not the same.
Cosplay, though, cosplay wedding is something that I could get involved in. I normally RSVP no to weddings and just send a little donation to their little wishing well. But if you want me to come to your wedding, make it a dress up.
Nah. And then you're into it, really.
I think that's a bit of fun.
Nah. Well, see, my mum's always said if she were to get married, she'd have a Halloween wedding. So everyone would have to come in creepy attire. Apart from that, that's the only dress-up wedding I'd probably go to.
See, I love a wedding surprise. It makes it interesting. I had a friend that I worked with that it was just what I anticipated to be the most boring wedding, and then they walked down the aisle to Screamo, and things got a little bit loose.
Ooh.
I like a loose wedding.
Do you know what? It's actually so over the top, isn't it?
Mm.
Are
you looking at cosplay weddings?
If I ever get married, I'm just doing it privately by myself.
This is what I
the most romantic spot you can find.
Whatever, all that stuff. Yeah.
This is what I wanted to do, and this is where a lot of arguments started.
Well, you did that as well, yeah, Jackson?
Got the old private wedding. It's the best, because you don't have to impress anyone. It's your day. You're only marrying one person, not 50 people that you really hate. You just want a donation to the wishing well.
Yeah.
You invite all your rich friends.
And you spend all that wishing well money on the wedding anyway.
Or the divorce.
Either or.
Yeah.
God, if you're future thinking.
Hey, 25. Oh, it's Friday. Let's feel good, Jackson, please. All weddings end successfully.
More than 50% end in divorce.
Yeah. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on.
Now. Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson.
Yes. A bit of Ed Sheeran. Do you know how many people are like, I got Ed Sheeran tickets texting me?
I actually don't have anyone.
Oh, really?
So far, the last two are everyone.
And people sniffing around as well to see what I can do for them.
Hey, by the way, what can you
yeah, for $2,000, I can get you a couple of general admissions.
I don't think it's sold out. Yeah, none of them are sold out.
And he'll announce more dates.
And do you know what? People, when they ask for freebies, just FYI, they go, can I get a meet and greet? They're not even subtle about it. Go away. Felix Jean?
I think it's Jean.
Yeah.
Jean.
Got a bad
no one
players
for sure.
I probably got it wrong too. We probably both got it wrong between.
Anyway, he's on the way.
Nice.
Also too, I'm obsessed with this song.
Absolutely.
Great song.
Best thing she's done so far, I think.
Tate McRae.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, so good. It's kicking off at 9 o'clock. Meg, of course, tomorrow, big day for you as well. You're up to Sydney to film your episode of The Chase.
The nerves are kicking in, that's for sure.
Are they actually?
Yeah, actually a little bit. I've been fine, relatively fine all week.
You'll be a big TV star.
Well,
pockets lined with cash.
24 hours, I should be starting the trip down to Sydney.
So, all week we've been almost training you, running you through some different games that The Chase have. Your cash builder rounds.
Yeah.
Now, you've had a very sketchy track record here.
It's
we started Tuesday.
Worse.
You did good. 10K on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, both 6K.
Yeah.
So, only three correct answers.
No, I think yesterday was 4K. It went 10, 6, 4.
Oh, wow.
I just keep getting worse and worse.
Hey, what I will say, though, is us training you, like I said before, only costs you a measly 10%. So it's well worth it.
Exactly.
You're not studying for this in your own time. So you really.
That's why
we're
doing it
for
a small cut.
Look, let's do the one last time. If we can get you up to a respectable level for tomorrow.
All right.
Good luck.
You're going to win, Meg.
Okay.
The Novos. Of course, Meg, we're very excited for you because tomorrow you are off to The Chase.
I can't believe it.
Larry
so
Hamza,
good.
Your first time ever on TV.
Yeah. Exciting. Never been
in the audience of something
I've been
before,
in audiences and things like that, but I've never been on camera.
Going on a game show.
Yeah.
Wow,
this is so big.
I don't have a life to go on a game show.
Hey,
but my theory is, because I've got my Vegas trip in October, this could pay for the flights and all that kind of stuff. So that's my thing. Yeah.
Imagine you get rich off this. So
it'd be
good.
Nice.
We support you.
Thanks.
So,
obviously.
The most important part of your journey at The Chase tomorrow is the cash builder round.
Yep.
It determines how much money you yourself are playing for to take back to the team. The more you make, the more everybody gets, essentially, right?
No pressure.
Now, these are rapid-fire questions. You've got 1 minute on the clock, and you get $2,000 for every correct answer.
Yes.
That's how it works. Tuesday, 10K. Wednesday, 6K. Yesterday, 4K.
Okay.
Not
Let's
ideal.
Try and get a little bit.
At least a 10.
Maybe
at least
a 10 or
again.
Over today.
That would be good.
Nice.
All right,
nice.
So Crevo's keeping the time. He'll also let us know how much pretend money that you have won. We're going to pull this up now. Are you ready, Meg? You're
I'm
psyched?
Ready.
You're
psyched. Good? Let's go. Confidence.
All right, the final chase starts now. Meg, question number one. What was the name of Kim Kardashian's father?
Rob.
Correct.
2000.
Was the old name for a Snickers bar before it changed in the year 1990?
Pass.
Marathon. In what U.S. state is the city Nashville?
Tennessee.
Correct.
4000.
In what year did John Howard become Prime Minister?
1991.
Incorrect. 1996. Which rock band was founded by Trent Reznor in 1988?
Nine Inch Nails.
Correct.
6000.
Street artist Banksy is originally associated with which British city?
London.
Incorrect. Bristol. What is the currency of Denmark?
Pass.
Crone. Who won the second season of Australian Idol in 2004?
Casey Donovan.
Correct.
That is correct. 8,000.
From which US city did the band The Killers originate?
Pass.
Las Vegas. What TV network did Neighbours originally debut on?
Channel 10.
Incorrect. It was Channel 7. Question
time.
$8,000. Okay.
Better today.
Better, but not
great. No.
Still not brilliant. I really thought you would have got the Killers one.
No, yeah, so do I.
Like, that's...
Oh, well.
That music really gets you going,
it does.
Doesn't it?
There's some tough ones in there.
Do you reckon they just, like, do you reckon they put that in post? It's not happening there?
No, I reckon it happens there.
Okay. Yeah, create a certain level of intensity.
Good luck, Meg.
8,000.
Good luck. Not too bad. Let's
work out what your average is.
Over 4 days.
Yeah, so what were they again? So it was 10.
6, 4, 6, 8.
4 plus 8.
Over 4.
Divided by... for 7,000.
7,000. So, not an even number, but...
Yeah, but just to give you an idea, you're up towards the 8 or 10, I reckon.
So that means you get $700.
Yeah.
Is it divided by 10 people?
No, I was going to say you.
Oh, yeah, it's 10%. Yeah, sweet. I'll take it.
And then you agree to a math question that I have no idea. Yeah.
And Maddie, you get a pat on the back.
Yeah. No, you got 10% of that, so 70.
Oh, right.
That was the rule, wasn't it? You got 10% of my winnings, and then Maddie got 10% of what you got.
Good luck, Meg. Birthday lotto is up next.
That's right. I've just spun the wheel. It's come up November. So if that was your birth month, 13/10/09, and you could win the cash.
The Novos. Wow.
Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
Yeah, that's right. Your chance at $525 going into the weekend. How great would that be?
So good.
Just a nice little pump up to the bank account.
Top up, if you will.
You can enjoy your weekend. And let's meet our contestant.
Yeah, let's go to Linda in Elmer Vale. She's a coach mentor in women's empowerment, loves a glass of red on a Friday, has a softball grand final over the weekend and wants to put the cash towards a Queensland holiday. Hello, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I love your job.
Thank you. That is so cool.
Tell me, like, what's the main thing you tell women to empower them?
Just to help regain their confidence and just for them to be able to find their purpose again, especially after having children. Sometimes they're a bit lost and don't know where they fit. So it's all about little steps to regain that confidence and for them to find their purpose and to empower themselves to be the person they want to be.
I love this so much. That's so such a cool service to have as well.
You must meet some pretty amazing people, Linda,
in what you do, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do. I meet some beautiful people. They just need a little bit of guidance and then... You know, nothing can stop them.
How good.
Well, let's get you some money, Linda. Hopefully,
I'm so inspired.
Let's spin these birthday balls. Fingers crossed.
It's Friday. Come on. Let's
vibe. Friday vibes. Let's grab one of these. All right, Linda, were you born on the 28th of November?
Oh, no.
How close are we?
The ninth.
Oh, not close.
I'm sorry, Linda.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks so much anyway.
Thanks, have a great weekend, Linda.
See ya.
Keep up the good work with what you're doing.
What a cool job to have, though. That's really cool.
Like, every day, you're just making people's day better.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That is meaningful work.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You're getting up every day and you're making a difference.
Yeah, and you don't know who you've actually helped as well, longer down the track. Because you'll tell them something and that will stick with them and they'll tell that to another woman and then they'll pass that on to another woman. It's just this chain effect.
Really very cool.
Beautiful stuff. Enjoy the weekend, guys.
Yes.
You especially.
Thank you. Yes, Meg, good luck on the chase. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Happy birthday for Sunday, Maddie.
Enjoy your party.
You're drunk and FaceTime you at like 12:01.
Good. I look forward to it.
Yeah, you say that now. 105 minutes commercial freeze up next with Jackson.
I like to think I change people's lives when I delete the ads.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Katy Perry.
You give them a vibe, Jackson.
I do. Make sales mad, though. Oh, well. Oh.
Whatever.
Jazzy Jeff.
Fresh Prince. Yes, a bit of that.
You've got such
a vibe for a Friday, Jackson.
I know, right? It's a little bit dirty, isn't it?
Mm.
Doesn't feel right, but it is.
In a good way.
It's okay on a Friday, though, I feel.
I think so.
Maybe not on like a Monday, but Friday.
Anything goes on a Friday, on a feel-good Friday.
Go for it.
And more chances to win $100,000.
Yeah, after 11 o'clock. We'll see you up Monday, guys. Bye.
See ya.